her denseness. The bugle isn't like that, Kim. It's a meritocracy. I crumple the crackly sakima wrapper into a ball. If I wanted to participate in a farce, I'd be running for student council. Well, you did. Once. It's an unexpected prick. Sharp and inconsequential like a paper cut. That was a long time ago. Kim is only 2 years older than me, so she used to go to Willoughby too. Last year, when she was a senior, I thought I'd finally be free of her when she graduated. But then, of course, she ended up at UC Irvine. "So close," Dad said. "You don't need to stay in the dorms. Waste of money." So here we are, like old times. It wouldn't kill you to look prettier, Eliza. I mean, in general. I scrunch up my face. One eye squinted, nose wrinkled, tongue lolled out sideways. "You don't think I'm pretty?" I joke, trying to talk and hold the expression at the same time. Kim answers like I've asked a serious question. "No." There goes my amusement, dripping down the side of my neck in a cold trickle. I watch for a moment as she dabs on a coral lip stain, and then, half-heartedly, I lob one more shot. "Don't buy into the male gaze, Kim." But she totally has. See, Kim is one of those girls with the misfortune of thinking she should be pretty. It's not really her fault. She is pretty. She has nice eyes, big fan-bing-bing affairs with the kind of double eyelids you might, if not kill for, certainly consider acquiring under a knife. When we were younger, people would exclaim, usually in Cantonese, about how lovely she was.
"Gam liang ne ya. She could be in the Miss Hong Kong pageant."
"Why the hell would you want that?" I'd asked once, and Mom had to shush me.
"No one's telling you to."
Mom's at the door now, waiting to see if I'm ready to go.
"Đi được chưa?"
she asks in Vietnamese. That's the other language, besides Cantonese, typically heard in our household. Mandarin, in contrast, only makes an occasional appearance, usually in the form of a wai saying. My family is what Cantonese people call ba qiu, or overseas Chinese, which essentially means that despite spending 3 generations in Vietnam, we never quite gave up on being Chinese. Kim and I understand everything, but we, being lazy Americans, often respond in English. "Yeah, sure," I say to Mom, as I climb off the bed and start gathering up my books for school. She takes this opportunity to inspect my outfit.
"Are you?
Let's go." I leap up to barrel past her, books clutched to my chest, backpack still half unzipped.
"Bye, Kim."
Outside, the air is still cool, as if the sun is up, but not quite itself yet. The sprinklers have just kicked off, leaving patches of darkened pavement alongside the lawn. As Mom and I trek past the familiar rows of apartments, I breathe in the evaporating mist. It smells like damp concrete and warm mulch. Morning in a stucco wasteland. We're following the long driveway to our carport when my phone buzzes. The text is from James Jin, the current editor-in-chief of The Bugle. "You might like to know that Len DiMartile emailed me last night." This is random. Len is this half-Japanese, half-white kid on the Bugle staff who's been assigned to the news section this month. James and I have never talked about him before. Me. Why? Is he quitting or something? James. Actually, he's decided to run for editor-in-chief.
"Eliza, I told you not to wrinkle your forehead so much," says Mom.
Our car is a couple of yards ahead of us, and she unlocks it with a disapproving beep.
"You want your face to stay that way? Just like pickled cabbage."
I fall a few steps behind Mom so my eyebrows can rise in peace. Me. Is he an egotist or a masochist? James.
"Ah, come on, Quan. Be a good sport." "You definitely get it from your dad."
Mom is still pontificating on my facial calisthenics.
"It's such a bad habit."
I ignore her and get into the passenger seat, drawing the door shut with one hand so I can keep texting with the other. Me. I'm a perfectly fine sport. James.
Oh, yeah? So you're okay with our boy Leonard giving you a run for your money?